Good morning. We'll use the Office of Prime, found on page 108 this morning in the front of your hymnary. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed. For the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. This morning, chaplains asked me to use a portion from Luther's Large Catechism as a study on the Second Commandment. Both the proper use and as well as the misuse of the Lord's name. And so we read this from Luther's Large Catechism on the Second Commandment. It is a misuse of God's name if we call upon the Lord in any way to support falsehood or wrongdoing. Therefore, it commands that we are not to mention God's name falsely, or so take it upon our lips when the heart knows, or should know, the deception. Just like those who take an oath before the court of justice when one side bears false witness against the other. In no way can God's name be more abused than in lying and deceiving by it. However, the greatest abuse to the Second Commandment as an offense against the conscience is found in spiritual matters when false preachers arise and present their untruthful teachings as the Word of God. Let us here learn and take heed how much depends upon this commandment, and with all diligence guard against and avoid every misuse of the Holy Name as the greatest sin that can publicly be committed. Lying and deceiving are in themselves gross sins, but they become greatly aggravated when men, wishing still to justify themselves, invoke God's name in confirmation, and when they use it as a cloak to cover their shame, and from a single lie, a double, and yes, even many, many lies result. On the other hand, though, children should be urged and induced to honor God's word and to have it always upon their lips in all circumstances and experiences. This is a blessed and helpful practice and very effective in resisting the devil, who is always around us, waiting for an occasion to lead us into sin and shame, misery and want. The devil hears God's name very unwillingly and cannot remain long where it is invoked from the heart. In order to trouble and conquer Satan, we should constantly have this holy name of God in our mouths so that he cannot injure us, as he is eager and wont to do. Of service to ourselves in this respect, we should commend ourselves each day to God, soul and body, wife, children, servants, and whatever we have, for this protection. God is well pleased with the right use of his name and will reward that as richly as he will terribly punish its misuse. Here ends the study of the sixth commandment. Please rise as we continue with the responsory found on page 108. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. O Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Arise, O Christ, and help us, and deliver us for your name's sake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.
Thank you.